urging the administration to withdraw the moral, civic, and national education subject immediately. Paper 98. The Education Bureau has tabled or has distributed a paper to members. Here I'd like to welcome Dr. Cheng Wing-Hong, Mr. Yao, and Mrs. Ling from the Bureau. So, Mr. James Cho, anything to add to your paper? Mr. Chairman, concerning my motion and paper, there have been some latest progress. Many parents and children took to the streets under the heat to protest against the brainwashing proposals. And more than 100,000 signatures have been collected and submitted to the Bureau. I hope that members can support my proposal to ask the administration to conduct another consultation and to examine the issue more closely rather than implementing the proposal in September. Even though there's to be a 3-year trial period and a committee has been formed, is a matter of confidence on the part of the parents. If there are so many concerns and worries among the public, should the government not conduct another consultation and reconsider the issue? So that's the focus of my paper. A few officials are attending our meeting. Who will respond? Yes, Education Bureau. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'd like to say something about the subject. In fact, starting from the year 2001, when we started education reform, we already mentioned the moral, civic, and national education subject. It's just that we're considering a cross-discipline approach for this subject. In fact, in as early as 2001, we already started to collect views from all sectors of the community, the parents, the students, and related stakeholders. Then in 2011, in May, we carried out 4 consultation forums and also went to the LegCo. We collected and listened to the views of all sectors of the community. And after listening to those views, we modified our proposal. In fact, starting from January 2011 all the way up to September 2011, we were carefully listening to the views of all sectors of the community and tried to take on board those views. So a dedicated committee is now taking up the issue, and the CDC will further examine the issue. Well, people are saying that we're hastily implementing the subject in September. In the course of consultation, we received different views. The government was asked to consider very carefully the extra resources involved. That's why in on the 30th of April, we proposed this three-year transitional period during which the academic sector can implement transitional arrangements to cross over from a cross-discipline subject to an independent subject. In terms of curriculum planning, resource planning, and so forth. So, our understanding is that starting from September, schools can start to plan and deploy human resources for the subject.
Therefore, timing-wise, starting from the 2010 policy address until comprehensive implementation, we are talking about a total of 6 years. So the main point is this point about timing. Thank you. The officials. No more responses. All right, the floor is now open to members' comments and questions. Chen Xiu-tong, then Ko Po-ling, and then Chong Wing-chan. Thank you, Chairman. The moral and national education subject, or MNE, well, if you look at the most democratic of countries and the advanced countries, I think they have it. It's just a matter of how you do it. Many people regard MNE as something equating to brainwashing. If we're talking about brainwashing, then as an average citizen, even for the DAB, we would oppose it strongly. But talking about an MNE subject so that children in Hong Kong can understand the country better, and more about morality, we would support it. And also, the timing of implementation is such that you have a three-year initiation period. In our schools, our teachers and principals should be trusted. I don't think any teachers or any schools would deliberately deliver brainwashing courses. I think we should trust the schools and teachers. Therefore, in summary, if Mr. James Toh's paper is asking for immediate withdrawal of the MNE subject without any other timetable for further implementation, we cannot support it. The Education Bureau has already said that there will be this initiation period, which will be for 3 years. In fact, on the web, you already see some teaching materials. If there is a problem, we should tackle it. But what is good should remain. If you just adopt a broad brush approach to say it should be retracted immediately, we cannot support it. Thank you. Next, Chong Wing-chan. Thank you, Chairman. To understand our country and then to identify with it, that is something natural to do. The administration is not asking the children to accept all the unreasonable happenings within the country. The curriculum guideline has been issued and it carries many positive points. Talking about personal level and the aims of teaching, it says that children should learn to be honest. And in the family realm, it says you should have loving care towards your family members and you should seek harmony in the family. On the social level, children should be taught to respect people and that they should have courtesy and politeness in all situations. And then on the national realm, it says children should understand contemporary development in the country and try to identify with the country. And globally, children are required to have concern for the environment. All these are very positive values. And if you look at the response paper of the government, it has responded to all the queries and misgivings of the community. I think there are 3 points which have been distorted by political parties and the media. First of all, the administration has not strictly said that this should be part of the curriculum. Well, it is not dictating the curriculum. It is said that it should be within what is taught in schools. It does not dictate a particular curriculum. And secondly, some people are saying that we are doing political indoctrination. But in fact, the administration is not promoting negative values. Why do you say it's brainwashing? And number three, people are saying you are trying to control thought. But in fact, the country would like to nurture people's patriotism. Why do you say that this is mind control? And also Mr. James Cho's paper, second paragraph, I think there is something misleading here. It says the Education Bureau has used public money to come up with this Chinese or China model teaching material. Well, actually, this is subsidized by the administration. It is not formulated or compiled by the Education Bureau. I think you are pulling wool over people's eyes. You cannot say that that China model book is the guideline. And also, you go on to say that apart from coming up with this teaching guide, well, you can see very clearly on the first page here that it's subsidized by government but compiled by a private organization. You cannot say that this is compiled by the administration. This is misleading. And for you to say this during the election campaign, I think you might be breaking the law. More members. Ms. Koh Poh Ling.
Thank you, Chairman. I have 3 points to make about MNE subject. First of all, I'd like to say that I support having an MNE subject so we nurture positive values in our children. I think you understand that we don't start to have this today. It has been scattered in different subjects, and it touches upon the personal, family, social, and country levels, and that is how we can nurture positive values on all these levels. I think this is necessary, and we do not want our next generation to be fragile and rootless. Secondly, about the content of the subject, indeed, we need to have a multi-perspective kind of thinking. And also, we should be able to have judgmental thinking. But then, I also think that we should have a historical perspective. If we can understand the past, well, let us try to know what happened in the past, and then we can understand the present, and then we can look forward to the future. We have to think before we can have a multi-perspective understanding of issues. So that you will be more objective in your thinking. To be critical does not mean that you rely on your thinking only, but you have to be comprehensive in tackling the issues. Now, how can we formulate the right teaching materials to achieve this? I agree that in order to respond to criticism of the public, I will use up the last minute. In other words, how can we increase the confidence of the public? Just yesterday, it was announced that there would be this committee on the implementation of moral and national education set up in order to look into the implementation of the subject. I think the public's worries would have been tackled to a certain extent. Number three, timetable. As we heard from the Bureau, there has been a brewing period of a few years, and a four-month consultation period has been conducted. If we are ready, let's do it. However, if we are not ready to consolidate that subject, we still have that three-year initiation period, so we do not have to withdraw it now in a broad-brush approach. Now, how should we increase resources so that those teachers who are ready can better grasp how it should be taught? I think this has to be assisted by the Bureau. Thank you. Thank you. Mr. James Toh.
主席, 其实呢,
Chairman, first of all, consultation. Some newspapers
have reported that it has tried to ask for the consultation results, making use of the access to information principle. However, the administration is dragging its feet and refusing to open up the information. So it boils down to a matter of confidence. Some people say, why don't you trust the teachers? The thing is, the biggest trade union for teachers, the Federation of Education Workers, just do not trust you. It has adopted an extreme means to say that if you... Well, actually, I'm talking about the Professional Teachers Union, sorry. It is said that it might resort to a strike if you are going to ram it down our throat. Well, this is something teachers do not support easily. However, if you want to bulldoze it through, even amidst worries of teachers and children, then you say we should trust teachers, but teachers do not trust the administration. So I believe we should have more room for maneuver. You are saying that in September you have to start doing it, and then there will be this three-year initiation period for you before it becomes compulsory. Secondly, the focus. Well, you term it very amicably. However, you did finance the formulation of that teaching kit or teaching manual with public money. And even the Secretary for Education himself says the content is biased. So how would you want to start it in September? Why don't you just stop and think and conduct a fresh round of consultation? What is the problem? You need 100 years to educate a person. Let us be scientific, objective, and three-dimensional. Why don't we want to start it in September? Why must we do it? Why can't we try to have some more room for maneuver so that it can be rolled out more smoothly? Any more members who would like to ask questions or speak? Mr. Howing Chang? Thank you, Chairman. I think that MNE is present in all advanced countries. This time around, this NME question, it's about traditional culture, it's about Oriental culture. It spreads values like family harmony and patriotism. Why can't countries try to inculcate patriotism in their people? I have grave reservations about withdrawing the subject. Thank you. All right, any other questions or comments? If not, that's all for this item. But since it is a paper asking for a motion to be moved, I'd like to read out the motion, and that is that the Yaoqingmang District Council should urge the administration to withdraw the MNE subject and start a fresh round of consultation. This is the motion. How should we handle it, Secretary? Thank you, Chairman. According to the standing procedures, we will ask members whether there will be a seconder. Any seconder, please, for the motion. Please, may I ask again? Any seconder for the motion? Okay, I cannot see any members seconding the motion. If there is not a seconder, what should we do with the motion? Secretary. Thank you, Chairman. According to Rule 18 of the Rules of Procedure, if there is a seconder, the motion is void. In other words, we don't have to carry on with the discussion. That's correct. According to the District Council Rules of Procedure, there is no seconder to the motion, and the Secretary has said that if there is no seconder, the motion is void. That's all for this item. Thank you. Next.